All right, you got all your friends coming over. You got your menu planned. What would really make your Super Bowl party complete, though? A brand new high-def TV.
Oh,
and joining
yeah,
us live this morning is Jim Wilcox, Senior Electronics Editor for Consumer Reports. Jim, I guess different things are important to different people, but one thing everybody can pretty much agree on is that bigger is better with TVs.
Yeah, you know, sports is just something that really showcases, a big TV. So when we were looking at, Super Bowl TVs, we were focusing on the largest screen sizes, 55 to 65 inches in that range. And the great news is that, prices are much, much cheaper than they were even a year ago.
So how much would you spend for a really good one in that size, 55 to 60 inches?
Yeah, there's really two ways to go. One is some companies have their really big flagship models. It has all the bells and whistles, all the super features. They tend to be pricier. So we liked, there was a VT series from Panasonic, for example. That TV was selling for about $3,500, although I've seen the price about $500 cheaper recently. But if you want to go the other end and you really want more of a bare bones TV, it probably doesn't have internet connectivity or 3D, but it's able to give you a really great picture for a low cost. The buy-in for a 60-inch set now is about $900. There was an LG model that we saw. Didn't have a lot of features, but, $900 for a 60-inch TV, it probably cost you, $3,000 2 years ago.
That's amazing. That's pretty good. What would make you choose plasma or LCD or LED over another one?
Yeah, LED TVs are really LCD TVs that have a different kind of backlight, an LED backlight. We like plasmas for a couple of reasons. One is that there's no issue with motion blur. Sometimes LCD TVs will blur during fast-moving scenes, and certainly those occur during sporting events.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing is that plasmas have virtually unlimited viewing angles. With some LCDs, the viewing angle is pretty narrow, so it means the people sitting directly in front of the TV get a great picture, but those who are off to the side don't. So that's why we like plasmas. LCD, we suggest if you are looking for one, there are models with 120 hertz or 240 hertz technology. What this is it's speeding up the frame rate so that it doesn't blur, and check the viewing angle to make sure that it's not especially narrow.
Yeah, you mentioned the plasma TVs, and Panasonic has a phenomenal line there, but they have several lines. Can you buy a cheaper one and have the same quality of picture that, the more expensive ones have?
Mm-hmm. The more expensive TVs do have, usually they have better video processing. They may use a different panel. But, for example, I mentioned we like that, VT50 series, and it was pretty pricey. It was around $3,500. They also have an ST50 series that was $2,000 cheaper, and it gives you a lot of what we liked about the VT50 for, a fraction of the price. So most of the major brands now, they target the budget consumers as well as the step-up model customers. They used to ignore them, but, it's such a competitive business that they don't want anyone to walk away with a different brand unless they have to.
Will prices go down next week after the game?
When they're really going to go down is, we're seeing some promotional activity around the Super Bowl. It's a great opportunity for retailers to move sets. But 2 to 3 weeks from now is when the retailers start to clear out last year's model to make room for the 2013 sets.
Hmm.
So one of the things we recommend is if you can get a 30-day price match guarantee from a retailer on these TVs, we expect 3 to 4 weeks from now prices to be even lower.
Oh, that is great thinking, Jim. By the way, some of the retailers have actually changed their return policy because people were bringing the TVs back after the Super Bowl party and trying to return them after they had, brought them in for their big crowds.
Yeah, it's sort of an unfortunate situation. It's like, buying a dress for the prom and then returning it. And we didn't expect to see that happen with TVs, but anecdotally we do hear, evidence of that. So, that's something that you should check as well, is if you do buy one of these TVs, hopefully you're not going to do that because it makes it tough on the retailers. Their margins on TVs are pretty low to begin with, so it's understandable why they might want to do that. But, just check the return policies on some of the promotional TVs to make sure that it's not any different.
Good information, Jim. Thanks. Appreciate the help.
My pleasure.
Jim Wilcox is a senior electronics editor for Consumer Reports.